briefly, here's how the markets are doing now. We had been green, but now a little bit of red on the screens. Australia slightly lower, but not by much, a point or so, to 4,442 for the ASX 200. The dollar is trading at 81.57 yen, a little weaker against the yen. The euro, 1.3206 U.S. dollars. Gold at $1,642 an ounce. Well, creative thinking and innovation are no longer buzzwords for the more adventurous, but instead should be recognized as a necessity. That's the position of our next guest. If you don't innovate, you fail. Here to discuss this is the author of Who Killed Creativity, Andrew Grant. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
So there's the assumption there in the title that creativity has been killed. Why'd you pick this title, and has it?
Well, we wanted to be a little bit creative in our book. We didn't want to just write another book on creativity, but we've been teaching creativity seminars and keynotes for about 15 years to many corporations in the region. And unfortunately, a lot of them kept coming up with excuses. I can't do this, or, you know, this is my boss's fault, or I'd love to be creative, but. And we just got butt after butt after butt, and we thought there's no point writing another book on creativity. There's no point even doing seminars on creativity if there are things that are blocking people's creativity. So we partnered up with a neuroscientist and psychologist to try and work out what's actually blocking creativity. We then decided to put a bit of a creative spin on it and turn it into a Cluedo, SimCity, CSI type book. And actually create 21 different characters based on the things that we think have actually stopped and killed creativity. Given CSI is such a popular show, we thought we'd then turn it into a Who Killed Creativity.
Okay, give me three things that kill creativity.
Well, I think control. We've got a panel of experts which we've been interviewing over the years. We've also been doing surveys with the audience, but I would say we've got seven major ones. But I'd say the three big ones would be control, fear, and apathy. So fear actually shuts down creativity. From a neuroscientific perspective, the fear of stress, the fear of pressure will actually shut down certain parts of the brain and stop people being creative in their workday.
Fear of failure.
Fear of failure is absolutely paralyzing.
And fear of success too.
Yes, but what most people don't realize is that companies that have been successful have to embrace a degree of failure. Now, of course, we work with a lot of banks. They can't play with the money, although some of them might have tried a few years ago. So there has to be failure within a environment that is constructive. We have to be careful with it.
But are you talking about mostly top-down then, companies and senior management, or are you really talking about everybody needs to be creative?
Well, I think it's got to come both ways. I mean, the problem with a top-down is if the boss or the CEO is not embracing creativity within the culture, then there may be many, many creative people in a company looking for better solutions, faster solutions, quicker solutions. They've got some great ideas. Sometimes it's the people on the coalface that are the actual have the best ideas. They're meeting the customers. But if a company doesn't encourage a culture of creativity and doesn't allow that creativity to move forward, then those ideas will just get shut. And again, the creativity gets killed. So someone might have a fantastic idea, but all of a sudden there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I just picked up a snippet of an interview with John Chambers, the CEO of Cisco, and he said something quite extraordinary, which was that we all, not just companies, but we all need to reinvent ourselves every 3 to 4 years. Does that seem reasonable?
Absolutely. Well, it's not we all need to. Professor Jeffrey West has looked at the fact that cities are growing so fast and they're growing exponentially that innovation has to keep up with it. And every now and again, you get these major resets. So whether you're smart and proactive like John Chambers is saying, we're going to reset the company every 3 to 4 years. If you don't, you'll find you'll be left behind. And that's where the disruptive innovation comes in and leaves companies behind. They have no idea what's hit them. So right now, the IT industry is causing incredible disruptions in the book industry, in the music industry, in the retail industry, and people that have not reset and seen this coming and have not been creative have been left behind. One of the questions we like to ask our clients is, if Google got into your industry, what would happen to it?
Yeah, that's a scary proposition.
I mean, think of banking. I mean, Bill Gates says that banks are not necessary, but banking is.
Yeah, so you're not really saying that there isn't a lot of innovation out there, because you look at LED light bulbs, you know, these apps that have come up, WhatsApp, iPad itself.
Absolutely.
There's tons of innovation. It's just that if you're not doing it, you're going to fall behind.
You're left behind. There is tons of innovation, but unfortunately what we've seen is that IQ over every generation has been increasing by about 10 points, but CQ, the creative quotient, has actually dropped since the mid-90s. And so we've got a problem where the average person or company is not being creative, but of course there are incredible pockets of creativity. And those that embrace them, as you said opening, it's not a luxury anymore. it is essential to moving forward as a company.
Okay, so the book is Who Killed Creativity? Where can people get it?
Hopefully they can get it in most bookshops. They can definitely get it online. And we're running a seminar tomorrow on it with the South China Morning Post.
All right, thanks very much. Thanks very much, Andrew, for joining us. Andrew Grant, the author of Who Killed Creativity?